Hello, everyone, and welcome into our Newsmakers podcast. This is Nick Castora, Products and Education Editor of The News. Today, we're sitting down with Don Fort, National Training Manager at LG. Don's going to discuss everything going on at LG's HVAC headquarters in Alpharetta, Georgia, goals for the company, and key products on the horizon. Let's get to it. Don, first of all, thanks for joining us on the podcast, and can you tell us a bit about your role at LG?
All right, it's my pleasure. Well, for the past 37 years, I've been in the air conditioning business, and for the last 12 of those years, I've been with LG. So as you can imagine, with a startup division, you have to wear many hats. But of late, my actual role is the National Training Manager's role, which incorporates the operation of four training centers, one in New Jersey, one in my hub office, which is in Alpharetta, Georgia, one in Carrollton, Texas, which is a suburb of Dallas, and then one in Orange County, California. And along with that, we have 26 partner academies that are actually distributed among our distribution network across the country. So our training efforts are growing each and every day, and we're proud of that. So all the back office functions as well as the actual training, that's kind of my purview.
And you mentioned you're at the facility in Alpharetta, Georgia. That's LG's HVAC headquarters. What are some of the things that make that facility so state-of-the-art?
It is state-of-the-art. One of the things that I appreciate about what they did when they put the design together is having two separate laboratories. We have one laboratory that's strictly for our students. So when we do hands-on training, that lab is dedicated with the equipment that actually supports the activities around all the knowledge points we want them to take home with them. However, across the hall from that, there's an R&D lab, and that lab is state-of-the-art. We have a dry cooler. It's totally waterborne, capable, and that's where not only do we get a chance to do, as the name implies, do R&D research and development, but also it allows our controls division to put everything through its paces with some of the new designs and some of the prototype building management systems and controls that we're coming out with. We get a chance to actually validate its operation in that academy. So it's very nice. It's a nice environment for our engineering staff who are housed here for the most part, as well as getting our students trained and getting them in the environment that they need to grow and to get a good, comfortable knowledge of LG air conditioning.
Well, and looking at LG air conditioning overall, what are some of the current goals that the company has?
Well, some of the goals really talk about bringing this inverter-driven product, and a lot of times people are maybe, in this country especially, are unfamiliar with this type of air conditioning equipment that only uses as much energy as it needs, because it's going to look at the temperature outdoors and what's going on inside and make some decisions on how much energy it needs to provide comfort. And so our goal is, of course, to have people comfortable with that. And that starts with the grassroots, with those who are going to be not only specifying or offering these choices to their customers, but they have to know what's going on with it. So one of the goals that we've been pushing forward is what we call our LG Excellence Contractor Program. That's those contractors who have chosen to actually embrace the technology, get a good understanding of what it does and how to apply it properly. And of course, once you do that, you have to know how to install it properly. So this is just a next level of contractor that are identified on our website. When you go to the consumer website for LG, and they want to find a contractor, they can punch in their zip code, and then there'll be a little chevron next to those LG Excellence contractors, and that lets the homeowner know, with a description of what that means, that that person that they choose in their area is an LG expert, and they're more likely to be satisfied with the end product, and that's having a comfortable home and working for many years just that way. Something else that we are constantly looking at is adding value to the customer. So an extended warranty program for 10 years, that's something that's really on the front burner for 2016. There's also web listings for, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, for LG Excellence contractors. And along with that, we supply marketing materials for them so they can promote the fact that they have and they've invested with their time and materials so they can have that actually promoted and put forth for the customer to know and to see the value of that. So that's just some of the things. One other thing, too, is our online learning management system. It's the self-paced training that a contractor can actually take part in, and they can know some more nuances about the product. So those are just some of the things that we've been using as goals to help promote the product, but also to help educate people as to why this is an excellent choice for their air conditioning needs.
Absolutely, and LG also has some green initiatives to talk about as well.
Yes, they do. Because of the type of equipment it is, it just dovetails hand in hand with what's on the radar for architects and engineers these days. They're trying to design LEED buildings that are green, that are very thrifty, if you will, for using energy and that sort of thing. And that coupled with our other arms of the business, we, for example, have our own solar panel line and a division that actually produces LED lighting. And so that coupled with what we're already doing on the air conditioning business or the air conditioning side of the business can come together for a nice package for having not only comfort, but not sacrificing the comfort for energy. So you get the best of both worlds with these initiatives that are going forward.
Well, and honing in a little bit on duct-free systems and VRF, could you kind of talk about maybe what some of the biggest goals for those two divisions are?
Well, the first for the duct-free systems, and that's kind of the divider when people mention duct-free or DFS product, that's usually talking about the residential like commercial product. VRF is normally talking about the commercial product for large-scale buildings and projects of that nature. So with any, we're always looking for our engineering to give us more energy efficiency. People looking for SEER all the time. And so one of the goals is to continue to boost that SEER rating as far as how efficiently the equipment can operate. Also, the economic benefits because of the bar keeps bumping up as far as the government regulations are concerned. Mm-hmm. So having more and more equipment that meet the tax benefit requirements, so when a customer invests in the equipment, well, guess what? There are tax benefits, and they can get those monies, that investment back in tax subsidies. So that's also something that we're trying to expand the number of different systems that qualify for these benefits across the country. And, of course, as you know, every state's a little bit different. So
right.
Meeting those requirements sometimes is a challenge, but that's a challenge we're trying to meet. Also, the goal of continuing to make the equipment easy to install. A lot of contractors are very interested in that because time is money. So if we can show them how the equipment that they choose can be installed easily with the fewest amount of people, the fewest number of hours, man hours, to actually get a system up and running efficiently, well, that's also a very attractive benefit from that perspective. And also something that's customizable for the project. Mm-hmm. Every building is different, and so if you can make the air conditioner not particularly look like an air conditioner, maybe you can make it look like a work of art or even mirror. That's something that's very nice, and we're looking for ways to, we've already done that with our Art Pool Gallery product, but making it even more attractive down the road is something that will be released at the next AHRI show.
Yeah, and that, talking about the Art Pool product series, that kind of leads into the next question, which is just what some of the recent projects are that have been completed using these technologies. Some notes on the Vermont, the Chicago Motor Club, the Bexar County Courthouse. There's at least been a lot of recent efforts to showcase these technologies.
Yes, like you mentioned, Vermont Towers there in Los Angeles is really a shining example of how flexible this equipment is. And, you know, I would like to just mention at this juncture that you can talk about these things in word pictures, but something we've already done is establish a YouTube channel. So I really recommend if someone wants to see pictures and have a nice cavalcade explaining some of the details about the projects you just mentioned, they can actually search for the YouTube channel and by all means subscribe to it. And then you can see for yourself, oh, well, now I see I can put together, well, this building is maybe like the one that I have some issues or an opportunity to condition properly. And you see how that turned out very well. So really highly recommend the those projects you just mentioned, the Chicago Motor Club, Bexar Country Clubhouse, there's many more that's out there that they can actually see. And then you can kind of connect the dots and see how that might be a nice fit for maybe some upcoming projects for whoever needs air conditioning.
Yeah, absolutely. And one other note was just on some of the importance of awards and certifications that the LG products that we've talked about here on the podcast that have received, and talking about LED, AHRI, Energy Star, and et cetera, just the importance of those types of awards and certifications.
Well, you know, one thing that I've noticed about engineers in general, they're very cautious because they have to put their name on a stamp. They have to stamp these projects because they have, of course, a reputation to protect. But also, they need to know that this is really a viable, not a fly-by-night technology, or for that matter, a fly-by-night company. Mm-hmm. And so, as you get recognition with LEED, AHRI, Energy Star, all those things add credibility to the product. And by all means, we're on the leading edge of having all these recognitions given to the product that we sell. So it's a nice thing for people to keep in mind that when people start to recognize the value of what we have to offer in air conditioning, well, then that makes you a little less hesitant to try it yourself. And we're seeing that more and more with the engineering community and the architects that we have dealing with. We have a whole core of sales staff, as you can imagine, like anybody else, that calls on engineers. And there was resistance in this country because bottom line is we were about 35, almost 40 years behind the rest of the world with really maximizing and leveraging this equipment because that's the way the rest of the world does it. But us being creatures of habit, well, I know that this chiller or some other type of unitary product works. It's worked for them in the past. It's worked for some of these guys for their whole career. Mm-hmm. And now you've got something else that you want me to try. Why should I do that? And so as this tide of recognition continues to swell and grow, they can see the reasons why. The bottom line is, it works. It works well, and it works at a cost savings. And that's a nice story to tell about it. And the good thing about it, it's not really a story. Mm-hmm. It's the truth.
Yeah. And you already mentioned the YouTube channel as being a place where people can go and see some examples of some of the projects we've been talking about. If people want to learn more about anything else we discussed on the podcast today, where can they turn?
Well, I would say that going forward, some of the things that we do to enhance customer knowledge, and that's more commonality on our websites. For the consumer side, for example, a lot of times people, when you start talking in too technical a terms, you kind of lose people.
Right.
But it's been designed to help the consumer consume this information in a way that makes sense to them. And so as they take a look at the consumer website, they'll see, okay, well, what is inverter air conditioning? What are you talking about? And by the way, how can I heat and cool two separate spaces with the same air conditioner simultaneously? Mm-hmm. How can I wrap my mind around that? So there's a lot of graphics that really depict how that happens to make sense to people. So it kind of puts them at ease that it's not snake oil. It's not something that they're trying to be sold as a bill of goods. It doesn't work. No, it works, and here's why. But it's why, in common terms, that the average consumer can digest and understand.
Don, we certainly appreciate you stopping by the Newsmakers Podcast and giving us so much useful information. Once again, thanks for stopping by.
All right, my pleasure. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed our conversation with Don, learned a bit more about LG's efforts in the DFS and VRF divisions, the company's goals for the future, and more. Thanks for listening, and we encourage you to join us for the remainder of our Newsmaker series at achrnews.com or for free on iTunes. For more information, visit www.achrnews.com.